Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Happy Sunday to everyone. Amen. This is the Lord's day, and this is the Lord's doing, and we are, hallelujah, rejoicing in the sight of the Lord on today. We give him glory and honor for the things that he has done. Amen. I hope you are getting ready this morning to go into a marvelous house of worship to give God his due. Amen. This is his day. We owe him. He has blessed us. He's kept us. Amen. He is continuing to pour out among us. He is pursuing us at all times. Amen. To be realigned and be aligned with him. And we give him glory because God is continuing. Amen. He's always knocking on the door of our heart. He's always looking to heal us. He's always looking to restore us. Always looking to renew us. Always looking to revive us. And we give glory and honor to him on this morning. We thank him for this great salvation. Amen. That he has placed in us, those that have received, and that he has placed before those that have not received it yet. And all you have to do this morning is say yes to the provision of God, yes to the glory of God, yes to the gift of God. Amen. And he will do exactly what he has said, exactly what is written in the Word of God. Amen. We've been journeying through the Word from January 1st, and we will continue to do so through December 31st of this year. Amen. As God allows, we are just honoring him. Amen. All this to the glory of God so that others will hear the Word. Man, where our faith is increased as we hear the Word of the Lord. Amen. This morning we're coming from Luke chapter 7 and 8 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. There's quite a few parables in these readings on today. Amen. We're talking about the healing that Jesus brought forth, Theophilus. Amen. This great letter. Amen. And as we become a part of this, as we're reading and gaining understanding of the Word of God and understanding that those healings that were brought forth in that day, the Lord is still doing today. Amen. And as we read the Word, let your faith, amen, be built up, amen, in Christ Jesus, and receive your healing on today. Receive your breakthrough today. Receive that you have been asking God for today, amen, because today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. Amen. Today is the day of breakthrough. Today is the day of happenings. Today the Lord is forming those things in your life, or he's manifesting those things in your life that he's formed already. Amen. Because from the moment you prayed that prayer, amen, the Spirit of the Lord, he did hear, and he began to maneuver things in the atmosphere to give you that you have need of. Not necessarily what you wanted in the way you might think, but he's going to give you exactly what you have need of. And we give glory and honor to him on today. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading again from Luke 7 and 8. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Please forgive me, people of God. Amen. Little allergy issue this morning, and I'm not even sure what's in the room, but something is making my nose tickle. Amen. But I'm giving glory to God anyhow, because, amen, the work of the Lord shall continue. Amen. And we shall continue in the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. We're beginning in Luke chapter 7 and 8 this morning. Now when he concluded all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum, and a certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And those who were sent, returning to the house, found the servant well who had been sick. Glory, hallelujah. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, and the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented himself to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region. Then the disciples of John reported to him concerning all these things. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent to Jesus, saying, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" When the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?'" And that very hour he cured many infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things that you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me." When the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the multitudes concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who are gorgeously appareled and live in luxury are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." And when all the people heard him, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. And the Lord said, "To what then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, 'We play the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' but wisdom is justified by all her children. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair on her head, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a..." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." "There was a certain collector, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one who he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves me little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. Some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on the rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. But these have no root, who believe for a while, and in the time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares of riches and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart. Keep it and bear fruit with patience. No one who has lit a lamp covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. Then his mother and his brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was some who said, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside desiring to see you." But he answered and said to him, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat and his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came upon the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and marveled, saying one to another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." Tree of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he stepped out on land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him, and they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain, so they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. And then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus. And found the man from whom the demons had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also had seen it told them by what means he had been demon-possessed and was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. So it was, when Jesus returned, that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all of her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And all denied it. Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitude throng you and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive the power going out of me." Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well." When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her. But he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. I have read, and you have heard, from Luke chapter 7 and 8, amen, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, through this journey, through a year in the Word. We give glory to God, amen, because he is a healer, amen, just as he healed in that day. And miracles went forth throughout all the land. The Spirit of the Lord is still a healer. Only believe, hallelujah, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. He will heal you. He will make you whole. He will save you. Come to Jesus. Right now, hallelujah, come to Jesus. Amen. This is the day of salvation. Glory to God. He is pouring out his spirit among all flesh. Amen. All of our sons, all of our daughters are prophesying. All humanity. Amen. The Lord is pouring out his spirit among all of humanity. In every nation, every ethnicity, every religious sect, the Lord is pouring out his spirit among us all. Glory to God. He is pouring out his spirit among us all. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord on today. Amen. And be saved. Hear the word of the Lord on today and be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak life into the spirit right now in the name of Jesus, into your spirit. I speak life into the atmosphere, peace into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. And everything that hinders your hearing, God, rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke every hindrance to your salvation, every hindrance to your healing. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed in the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost, fall down, Lord God, among your people. Rise up out of their bellies, O God, in the name of Jesus, that even those that have never spoken in your holy tongue, Lord God, begin to speak even right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Speak, O God, to your people. Reveal, O God, to your people. Direct, O God. Redirect, reestablish, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Restore, renew, regenerate, repair right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in this hour. be made whole in the name of Jesus, by the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Be made whole right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give glory to God. Amen. In the second chapter of Acts, I remember the words of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even before, amen, we got to the book of Acts, Jesus had given his disciples instructions, amen, that they would be witnesses throughout all the earth, amen, to every nation, especially, amen, the household of faith that are in Jerusalem, amen, first. The Jews would receive first, amen, this great salvation that is being poured out in all the earth. And he gave them instructions to wait, to be endued with power from on high, to be those witnesses and to go forward, amen, to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, amen, that no longer do we have to be bound by sin and degradation, amen. He came to set us free. This is that salvation, amen, and I'm going to tell you about that, amen, that the Lord did on that day. Glory to God. They did indeed wait to be endued with power from on high. And it is written in the book of Acts in the second chapter that they all, 120 of them, obeyed Jesus on that day. And indeed, the Spirit of the Lord moved in the midst of them. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And this was such a miracle because they were in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. And those that heard them knew that they were uneducated Galileans. And yet they were speaking in their native tongues of those that were hearing, of their nations that they had come from. Their native tongues were being spoken by those who had not learned this language. But the Spirit of the Lord had come upon them, amen, and began to speak through them words that could be understood by those healers. Hallelujah. But there was something even more miraculous happening on the inside of them. Amen. While that was happening, they were being regenerated. They were being saved by the power of God. The church of Jesus Christ was being established in that hour. Amen. And Peter rose up among them and began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and tell all those that were at the Feast of Pentecost about Jesus and the good news of salvation, that no longer did they have to be bound, amen, but Jesus had the remedy. He is the source, and there is no other name. I want to say that no other name among us, amen, whereby we must be saved. And the men and brethren of that day, at that time, in the feast, began to ask them, how then, how do we be saved? What do we do to be saved? And he said among them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, the outpouring of the Spirit that was written in Joel. This is that was written, amen, of Joel, that movement of God, the beginnings of the church, the salvation being poured out upon all flesh. That is what I'm telling you today. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord. The word tells us whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Today is the day of salvation, and the Lord is still pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, men and women, amen, boys and girls are still receiving Jesus. They are still speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gives utterance. He is still miraculously healing. He is miraculously saving. He is rearranging lives and maneuvering things so that his people, glory to God, receive his abundance. Amen. Receive his salvation on today. Say yes to the Lord. Amen. He is knocking on the door of your heart. He has been pursuing you long and hard. And today is your day. Glory to God. Receive him. Amen. And I want you to do me a favor that as you obey the Spirit of the Lord and begin to call upon his name is Jesus. When he touches you, as he does that, amen, and you begin to speak in tongues, I want you to lay before the Lord, amen, for as long as the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, just lay before him and speak and let him speak to you. And after, hallelujah, your spirit has come, amen, I want you to to contact me and let me know what the Lord has done for you. My email is elderljt@gmail.com. Elderljt@gmail.com. Amen. And I want you to find a full gospel church so that they can nurture you and teach you about the gift that the Lord has given you. Amen. And continue to join me in the reading of the word. Amen. Because we are going to continue to go through the word of God. But you must have a pastor, one that is believing the full gospel of Jesus Christ, so that you can be taught about Jesus whom you have just received, and so that you can grow in the grace that you've been given. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.